USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Houston, Texas Police Department said they shot and killed a gunman who allegedly set fire to a building with multiple residences early Sunday morning and shot at people as they fled the flames. Two people were killed in addition to the alleged gunman, and two others were injured. Neighbor Tony Lamb described seeing bodies laying at the scene.
I just thought it was that the bodies were laying around out here from smoke inhalation.
There's an urgent search underway in Indianapolis after three soldiers who served in the Dutch military were shot. Police said the gunfire erupted outside a hotel the men were staying in early Saturday morning. It happened in the heart of the entertainment district. Investigators believe the shooting occurred after an altercation between the soldiers and the suspected gunman. The Dutch defense minister said those soldiers were part of a commando corps and were in the city for training. Indianapolis police say two of the men were critically wounded and the third is in stable condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
A caller to 911 in Salt Lake City said a man had come into a brewery in his underwear, tried to steal beer, and was running around in the street, posing a danger to himself and to drivers. Police tried to detain the man. Soon, Nikon Brandon, 35, was dead. After the Salt Lake City Police Department on Friday released body camera footage of the August 14th fatal encounter in the 911 recording, activists on Saturday were asking why an unarmed person wound up dead and were accusing police of using disproportionate force. Stealing a beer does not equate to the death penalty, said Lex Scott, founder of Black Lives Matter, Utah. The latest weather reports show the Pearl River, which leads into the mouth of the Mississippi Sound, is now predicted to crest on Monday. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves told residents his team has wisdom and knowledge on their side.
Mississippi is no stranger to severe weather and flooding, and this has led our agencies to have a tremendous amount of disaster response experience.
This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
On Face the Nation Sunday, it was reported that Republicans are still leading the race for control of the House, but the Democrats are gaining momentum. In July, the estimate was that Republicans stood to win 230 seats. Head of the Democratic National Committee, Jamie Harrison, has more.
This is about the accomplishments of this administration, and they're vast. When you take a look in the historical perspective of what Joe Biden has been able to do in 2 years, there's some presidents who served for 8 years can't add up to what Joe Biden has been able to do.
The Pope has made some promotions.
Pope Francis elevated 20 more churchmen to the rank of cardinal on Saturday, formally expanding those now eligible to vote for his successor in case he dies or resigns. He said that the latter is something he'd consider if the need arises. Of the churchmen being named new cardinals in the ceremony, 16 are younger than the age of 80, making them eligible to participate in a conclave, which is responsible for electing a new pontiff. The 85-year-old pope has now named 83 of the 132 cardinals who are currently young enough to join a conclave. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Buffalo Bills released rookie punter Matt Araiza on Saturday after Araiza was accused of participating in the gang rape of a minor last year. Speaking to the media, Buffalo General Manager Brandon Bean said,
"But at this time, we just think it's the best move for everyone to move on from Matt and let him take care of this situation and focus on that."
I'm Tony Marusso, and this is USA Radio News.